Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The internet poll question of the weekend comes from Filthy, and Lane Johnson, Eagles tackle, Oklahoma Sooner. Lane Johnson asked for the your five best offensive linemen ever.
Huh.
And I went and scrolled up and down. I like to look at the comments to see the education and the youth, the age of the people responding. And it was pretty young. 877-881-1053. How many Dallas Cowboys could you legitimately get on this list? The Cowboys were all over. That's why I'm kind of surprised that, you know, maybe it shows the youth of Lane Johnson. I'm surprised that he asked this question because you were going to get so many Cowboys. Of course, the number one that was in everyone's top five, Larry Allen. The great Larry Allen all over the place. Who would you say, and I know you worked with one of them, was the second best offensive lineman of those teams on the 90s? And can we also put this to bed, that the 90s offensive line better than this offensive line? Don't you think this offensive line is disappointed a little bit?
I mean, the 90s offensive line is going to get, yeah, it is.
The Great Wall.
It is the Great Wall.
Pedigree-wise, it's not even close. Like, these are all first-round picks.
Yeah.
And those guys were the opposite, basically. If you go and look at where they were drafted, it's kind of crazy. But, and maybe this is just nostalgia kicking in, you know, to me, a tall tale, how it gets better over time. But there was a time when I think we could argue, you know, this offensive line versus that offensive line. But I think this one, it's kind of disappointed me over the past two seasons,
yeah,
where I thought, you know, they would go down as an all-time great.
I agree. Now, I think what a lot of people forget is that Larry Allen wasn't really on the Great Wall.
Oh.
He was only there for one Super Bowl. 92-93, he was still in college. What, Sonoma State?
Yeah, Sonoma State.
So, like, you know, that 92-93 line, which was as good as any, was without Larry Allen. But Larry still has to be in your top five. He is an amazing, amazing player.
You got Big Nasty up there. Eric Williams.
Yep.
Was Eric Williams your basketball story, Troy? Was that him?
My basketball and marijuana story all wrapped into one. When I had to guard him at the North Dallas Athletic Club, and I'm like, awesome, I'm getting secondhand smoke off of this guy in the paint. It was great.
Your boy Nate. Of course, Tuane, Stepnoski, some of the names. But I wrote down my offensive linemen, the five best that I can recall. And again, I'm 38, so I only like to list guys that I watch play. I mean, I grew up an hour away from John Ogden. I mean, Jonathan Ogden, he was 6'9". You know, he had the crazy background at UCLA, not just in football. This guy was an athlete. And he was just untouchable. So it was John Ogden versus Orlando Pace during that run, I thought. Orlando Pace, John Ogden, Larry Allen. I wrote down Will Shields. The center list that people responded with was very weak. People were writing down Jeff Saturday because I think they see him on TV. What about Dermoni Dawson?
Yeah.
Joe Thomas was a modern name that was put up there for a lot of people. The old school names were Anthony Munoz, don't ever look at his finger in person if you can, and John Hanna, also thrown into that mix with your Art Shells. So these are some of the names on your five best offensive linemen that Lane Johnson asked for. Autoflex Easton Fantex, 877-881-1053.
I am very surprised that you, Sean Sharif, did not include
The Hogs?
The great Joe Jacoby on the list.
Yeah.
My neighbor was a Redskins fan growing up as a kid. He was such a fan of this Hogs line or whatever that he created it's called the Joe Jacoby Burger. He created the Jacoby Burger. It had like 4 patties of beef and like 8 tomatoes. It was this giant thing. It was just this hog thing. But I went and found a couple of lists on this, and the top 5 seems to be pretty much the same on every one.
All right.
Munoz, Allen, Ogden, Hannah, and Forrest Gregg.
Forrest Gregg.
Forrest Gregg was on the Packers line during the the Ice Bowl and during their Lombardi years.
There's okay. One name that you guys are missing. It's coming through the Autoflex Leasing fan text at 877-881-1053. Being born and bred in Texas, if you're going to talk football, you talk about the Cowboys. Then occasionally you got to bring up the Oilers back in the day and talk about Houston. And it's not many times when people talk about the greatest Oiler players or football players and mention an offensive lineman. The greatest Oiler, Earl Campbell. Number 2, Bruce Matthews.
Bruce Matthews.
Bruce Matthews. Yeah. You've got to put him on the list.
And he's only saying that because of A&M, because his kids went to A&M.
I didn't point that fact out. I'm just pointing out he was great.
Jim Otto, Jackie Slater, Rayfield Wright. These are some of the other names. Walter Jones was fantastic in Seattle. Dan Diedorf.
Yep. Randall McDaniel. Did you say Orlando Pace?
Yeah, Orlando Pace and John Ogden, man.
Yep.
Moose Johnston chimed in, said, tough to pick an all-time starting 5. I'll go Munoz, left tackle, Larry Allen, left guard, Dwight Stevenson, center, John Hanna, right guard, Ron Yeary at right tackle. So that is the great Moose Johnston, who knows a thing or two about blocking, chiming in to Lane Johnson's list.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.